as we were talking about a host of other issues, the bond market actually was moving and yields are moving higher. The price is lower. In fact, 2-year yields are nearing their highest levels since 2009. 10-year yields are moving. The biggest 3-day move up in yields since November 14th. To help us understand exactly why this is happening now, I want to bring in Kevin Gittes. He's executive vice president, head of fixed income at Raymond James, which is based in Memphis, Tennessee, but he joins us here today in New York City. Thank you so much, Kevin, for joining us. Why is the market moving so much?
You know, this is this one caught a lot of the market participants off guard. I'm not sure they thought of this week as the week where we would drive the 10-year up 10 to 15 basis points and steepen the curve by about 8 or 9, solely on Mario Draghi's comments, where they made a slight change, maybe a more hawkish view of where the ECB sees Europe rates and inflation going and their own easing.
Wait, hold on a second, though. Yep. Back up for 1 minute, please, yep. Because I was reading his comments, which were rather wishy-washy. It wasn't as though he's saying we're going to start on August 23rd talking about reducing our asset purchases. He was pretty vague. And then after his comments, the ECB came out and said everything he said has been consistent with slowly remaining accommodative and reviewing our outlook as the time goes. In other words, you guys are overreacting. You missed it. So why now? Why do yields keep climbing?
Well, you know, it's funny. The bond market has been accused of overreacting on the other side for so long, and has largely been correct in the sense that what's going to drive interest rates higher isn't necessarily additional economic growth. It's got to be inflation, especially in the long end of the market. So the comments were, they tried to correct them, talk them down a little bit, but basically the momentum got started on Tuesday and then carried on all the way through today and likely into tomorrow on the basis that both the ECB and the Federal Reserve in this country want to continue to raise rates for a number of reasons. And this around the corner inflation, which is yet to show its real face in 5 years, is soon coming, and we should all be prepared for it. So you can say the market got spooked by it, but it was in a state where it was leaning one way and got snapped back in another, and that's largely what we've seen. I have been expecting buyers to step in at these levels at some point between now and the end of the week, but it may not occur, and it may not occur next week until we get to the employment report on Friday.
Well, just to give the numbers right now, we are down 24, 30 seconds on the long bond, right? We're down about, 2.81%. And if you take a look at the 10-year, we're at 2.27%, a drop of 12, 30 seconds. Do you have any idea what effect exchange-traded bond funds may have had on this move?
Yeah, I think in the world we live in now, there's a pretty major impact of sale, although not as much you would expect it in the derivative product. In other words, something like corporate bonds or other higher yielding product versus treasuries. Another thing to pay attention to is we're up a couple bucks on oil. Again, long end rates have correlated pretty well this week against the rise in oil. And so that comes and goes, but if you have an inflation story, a good place to start if you see improvement would be in oil, and that could drive rates higher. So I think it's more than just single comments by the head of the ECB.
Yeah, and we also got some good economic data, both out of Germany, where inflation was the inflation reading came in higher than expected, as well as in the U.S., where they ratcheted up their GDP estimates for the first quarter. So there have been a number of good things that have happened. But how has trading been? I mean, has it been pretty light, and has sort of the move happened on light trading, or has there been quite a bit as people get nervous? Is this another taper tantrum?
Yeah, there's a possibility of it. We talked a little bit about if you call it a European taper tantrum, but some of sorts. I tend to think that the volume has been pretty good at times, both globally and domestically. It's starting to wane a little bit, so I don't put as much into what's happening today or maybe tomorrow on volume, but certainly Tuesday and Wednesday's volume were pretty high in the trade. But there's a buy the rumor, sell the fact, or in the case of this, you know, sell the rumor, buy the fact. We're still seeing, and even in GDP numbers from going back to the first quarter, inflation is still pretty subdued. So we're going to see more data tomorrow with PCE core and other data that's going to either support a growing inflation problem or pretty much beat this down one more time.
Well, okay, we could the inflation data, I mean, we could spend years debating whether the numbers that we receive are in any way reflective of what real people actually pay. That's another story. Right. But having said that, you're based in Memphis,
right,
and I'd like to get your perspective on how the people in Memphis or in your community view the economy right now and view the role of the central bank in setting interest rates.
You know, the Memphis is just like the rest of the country in the sense that there has been a housing boom of sorts, not like we saw pre-crisis boom, but a boom that has benefited from extended low interest rates. And so the economy is growing by virtue of a housing boom that is causing a supply problem, as it is throughout the country, and that continues to be buoyed by that. The rest of the economy is, again, mostly mirroring what's going on in the rest of the U.S. With the same problem. And the problem is quality jobs with quality pay. There is, and that's the secondary problem with inflation, right, is people are getting a job, but it's just enough to pay their bills, not extend their wealth, nor is it helps the economy. So we're seeing a lot of the same things that mirror the problems of the rest of the country. And we could debate employment forever as well as to, you know, why are we headed to 3.5% potentially on unemployment and what that means, if anything, to the U.S. economy.
So you said that you were expected investors to step in given how much higher yields had gotten. Right now we're looking at a 10-year yield that's almost 2.3%, 30-year yield 2.8%. At what point do you say buy?
Well, I think so. We actually had a pretty good auctions this week. There was good demand, good indirect bid, best bid to cover in almost a year and a half, and then which let us know that there was still strong interest. And then the trade faded. So the shorts are a little bit in control right now. I would not expect that to change. I really thought we'd see a snapback by the end of the week. This is not based on a real fundamental change in anyone's point of view. And I think on a shortened week on Monday, it's unlikely. It might be Wednesday or Thursday before we see the buyers step in, but I still believe they'll step in.
I want to thank you very much for spending time with us coming into the studio. Kevin Gittes is Executive Vice President and Head of Fixed Income for Raymond James.